Welcome to today's podcast of Love at the Well. My name is Vanessa Narte, and I invite you, yes, you, to have a seat at the well, the place where hope, healing, and love await to be discovered. Today's word at the well is Samaria. You see, Samaria was a place of no reputation. It was inhabited by people who were looked down upon. Samaritans were labeled as half-breeds and other derogatory names. Travelers who had to get to the other side of Samaria, they took the long route, even if it cost them more money. They did whatever was necessary to avoid that place. How must that have made the Samaritan people feel about who they were or about those who didn't think they were good enough to be near? Maybe you live in a place like that today. Maybe others avoid you because of where you live, how you look, or what they know about your past. It's one thing for others to mischaracterize who we are. To their words and labels, we can say, talk to the hand. Too often, though, opinions, other people's opinions, and even our own, take root in our hearts, and before we know it, we can hardly look at ourselves because of what we see when we do look at ourselves. So here's a think about it exercise for you today. What thoughts do you have about yourself regularly? Are they loving? Are the thoughts that you think about yourself helping you grow? Are they helping you to become more emotionally healthy? And, you know, there are no right or wrong answers to these questions. There's only the truth, because you're answering your own questions about how you think about yourself. What do you see when you look at yourself? Do you see a beautiful woman? Again, tell yourself the truth. I hope you find a quiet place today, a well, to sit for just a few minutes with your thoughts about yourself and ask God to exchange your negative thoughts for His truth about who you are. You see, there was a Samaritan woman who did like so many of us do today. She pushed past the stares, the whispers, the taunts, the raised eyebrows, and the words that we say about ourselves to do what is needed for the day. And that's what we do. We push past everything just to get through the day and do what we have to do. Well, this Samaritan woman, she was taking a long walk to the well that she made every day to get some water. But what she was about to encounter changed her entire future. Find out what was being prepared for her as she was walking to that well on the next podcast episode, because that's what we're going to talk about. Thank you for listening to Moments at the Well. And by the way, you can join me every Thursday at 8 o'clock for a time of prayer for mothers. We're going to specifically pray for wisdom to raise children, emotional support, reconciled relationships, the stamina to stand, and whatever else comes up in the week that we will need to pray for. For more, you can visit loveatthewell.com for the calling details, or you can email me directly, and that's at vanessa@loveatthewell.com. In the meantime, for today, I would like you to remember this. Before you can love anyone else, you have to love you. Before you can love you, you have to know love. And love is waiting for you at the well.